sample tests. Now we want to know if the two populations have the same or different means. And in a z-test, we know the population z-values. And we can calculate that. We can calculate the standard error of the difference by how much is this difference going to vary by chance by taking into account the variability of each sample and the size of each sample. Notice, these lambdas are not estimates. They are known population parameters. The only thing that's being estimated here are these two means. So the denominator doesn't have a degrees of freedom. The denominator takes the variability into account only as sample size. But there is no associated variability in the estimate of the variance. So it's still a z-test. If we don't know the population lambda values, then we can estimate them. We can estimate them and use a t-test. Notice, you can do derivations of these two formulas so they look more alike, but these are the standard forms you'll see most often. And notice that we're still taking into account the number in each sample and the variability in each sample. And we know that these are now estimated, and they're estimated in a way that larger samples are more likely to give us accurate estimates, and smaller samples are less likely to give us accurate estimates. And so now the resulting value that we get, T, is tied to the sample size, because the sample size tells us about the likelihood that these variance estimates are accurate. That's why we have degrees of freedom in T and not in Z. We're estimating the variability, and the accuracy of that estimate is tied to sample size. If we're doing z-scores, the resulting z-value is compared to the z-critical. The resulting t-value is compared to a t-critical, which is derived based on degrees of freedom from the sample size. Sample in sample size of 1 minus 1, the sample of the other minus 1. Also, another assumption that we talk about in t-tests is the homogeneity of variance assumption. We assume that the variance of the two sample or the two populations is the same. The reason for that is it makes the most sense to combine or pool the variances from two samples using this formula if those variances are the same. There's another version of T which does not assume that the samples have the same variance and actually include in the estimate of, include in how we combine the two, the relative difference and the relative sample size of each. But you hardly ever see that. So same thing. If the data are normally distributed and the population variance is known, then we end up with a z-value and a p-value that tells us the likelihood of that value or larger. For t, if the data are normally distributed, then the value that we compute is the value we think it is. If the data are not normally distributed, the p-value does not tell us what we think it does. That's all that assumption means. We have to start somewhere. We have to start with a mathematical sampling distribution. That assumes properties of the data, so we can use the, so we can create the formula. If the properties of the data don't match the assumptions of the underlying distribution model, then what we get is useless, or less than perfectly useful. Sure, there's a couple things you can do. One thing that you can do is you can use a goodness of fit chi-square or one of its kindred spirits to ask whether a given distribution is normally distributed. In the simplest case, you break the distribution up into six parts and use this to calculate the expected frequency, this to calculate the expected frequency, and ask using a goodness of fit chi-square if it's distributed the way we expect. There are a dozen other statistics out there that are refinements of that basic idea. If this is normally distributed, we should find these proportional components. If it's not, we won't. Let the arguments begin on which mathematical function gives us the best estimate.
So you find which scores fit into each of those?
So if I've got, just to make it simple, if I've got 100 people in my sample, I expect 2.1 of them to have a z-score lower than negative 2. That's my expected frequency is 2.14. I look at my obtained frequency as the number I actually had with z-scores less than 2. The problem with that simple approach is that you're using and testing the same z-formula. And so the other versions all try to assume fewer things while testing the same thing. Because you really don't want a test of normal distribution to assume that the data are normally distributed to get the test value.